Welcome back. Hour number two continues on WISN, the remodeling show, back this hour with Callen Construction, Paulette Soderman, one of the many talented designers. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And good morning. Welcome back, Paulette. Always good to have you on the show. I said one of the many talented designers. How many on staff at Callen?
Five.
And do you have like a specific, you know, I said kitchens and baths before the news. Is that the wheelhouse right now?
Yeah, that's pretty much our specialty and first floor remodeling, usually the going in hand with a kitchen with the first floor remodel. But we're doing a lot of trying to make people homes their own without them having to relocate and really doing more of doing the kitchen, but also doing surrounding areas to really give them their dream.
Mudroom / laundry room.
Yes.
That's a big part of it too, right?
Yes. So it's pretty much what we do the most of in the remodeling part of the home.
So, okay, are you off to a good start this year, or are you just like the rest of us, get the sniffles and everybody else?
Right? It's been interesting, so,
It has. The showrooms are open, Callen showrooms.
Yep, we do. We are wearing masks in our showroom and also in clients' homes and all that kind of stuff, just to be precautious. Yep. Trying to protect, the homeowners, not only of our guys and everything like that, just trying to keep everyone healthy and really just trying to get through this thing like everybody else.
Yep, there's nothing else you can do, right?
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Yeah, but that being said, life goes on. Mm-hmm. People have to work. Remodeling is one of those things that, boy, you guys are busy.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year we talked about this, Paulette, that did not slow down.
It's not going to slow down. It's something where more and more people spend time in their homes, the more and more they know what they want or they know that they need something done. And I think the trends even of 2022, and I think it's going to go probably into more 2023 also, is where people are really starting to make their home their entertainment area, their kind of their domain of stay more there than they are going out these days. So it's something where we're going to see more of tearing down walls, making their home more adapting to that kind of lifestyle that's going to be happening more and more.
Years ago, Paulette, and you've been on this show for many years. Mm-hmm. You've been doing this for a long time. I don't mean that you're old. I'm not insinuating anything here.
It's okay. I always say another day is another day. I'm standing, and walking around, so I'll take it.
It's experience, Paulette. That's what it is. But remember the term staycation?
Mm-hmm.
And this came about, and then it kind of went away. And then COVID came, and I think that, I don't hear that term, but I know what's happening.
That's because it's called life now.
it's let's stay at our home.
Yes.
Maybe remodel it so it's really the way I've wanted it for years. Mm-hmm. Now is the time to tackle that kitchen project. Maybe it's a bathroom, whatever it is. But I don't know about you. I'm not looking forward to hopping on a plane anytime soon.
No, and that's something too of, and it might not just be where a lot of times people know that their kitchen needs to be remodeled or, it's tired. I think it's also just a different approach of instead of just taking out and redoing it to update it, I think it's really starting to reinvent the wheel of, hey, Christmas, Thanksgiving, we're going to be doing more gatherings here.
Yeah.
What about knocking down that wall? What about, making the kitchen, twice the size or reconfiguring or having a home office, having the kids have a place to set up to do homework, but now also virtual if possible, So it's something where I think it's also where people are starting to think different about the remodel maybe that they always thought they were going to do in their heads, where now it's a little bit more complex just because of adapting to our new norm.
We're heading into one of my favorite stretches of the year, and that is NFL playoff football.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't tell you how much I look forward to on a Sunday, sitting in front of a warm fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
When the Packers played the Vikings and it was cold and all these guys had their shirts off.
I know, I was like,
you couldn't pay me to do that. Although Lambeau's an experience. Yeah, they're young, exactly.
Young.
And, well, Spencer's at that game, but he was in the press box and 75.
See, that's where I would be. I said, I'm at the point in my age of where if I'm going somewhere cold, put me in a press box. Put me in a suite. Put me somewhere where
snacks.
It'd be the same as me sitting in front of my, on my couch in my warm,
Yeah, you're at the game.
Pants,
You're at the game, but you can, you can enjoy it in the warmth of the box. So I was thinking about this during the game, watching. I was like, I'll go back to Lambeau. I have no problems going to games. I love it in the fall. Mm-hmm, I love when the sun's out and it's like 60
preseason
degrees. But boy, these days to stay at home in your home and just, it's going to be a long winter. Strap yourselves in, you know, it's just January right now. So your home is your castle. Yes. Design it accordingly. Callan's got designers that can present you with a plan, and it's virtual. That meaning, I guess, I look at a computer screen, Paulette. Is that what you do?
Yeah, so we when we go over our floor plans and stuff like that, what's nice is that we have computer renderings on 3Ds, bird's eye view. So that's something that we show you right then and there of what your kitchen's going to look like or bathroom's going to look like or first floor remodel of, you know, what the wall's going to look open or tore down. So really what's nice is it really gives you that visual before we even come in there and start tearing stuff apart. So
during this stretch, and Paulette, I did over Christmas, I did, you know, get COVID. So I did I was probably at home for about 9 days before I came back to work, even though I guess it was a 5-day official quarantining. Everybody knows their body and they know how you feel.
Everyone gets it differently.
Yeah, they do. You're right. My, you know, I've got family members that I only had a sore throat. It's no big deal. I said, well, mine was a bigger deal. And so I needed to stay home. Well, here's what I did. I watched everything on Netflix. I binged Cobra Kai. The Karate Kid follow-up.
Yeah.
It's a great series. If you like The Karate Kid and you grew up in the 80s like I did. So I did that, and then I started thinking, I'm going to sit in my tub. My Callan Construction remodeled bathroom. You guys did this now, let's see, it'll be 7 years.
I was going to say, it's been a minute now, yeah.
So, yeah, about 7 years because then we did the staircase and the loft after that. So two projects ago. I use it, and my family now uses it. My wife is using it more. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that don't use them. Well, I never use it, so why get? Well, fine, then don't get a tub,
definitely.
Get a shower.
I always say design to you, and what the space allows for it, meaning if you have this tiny shower and you use that on a daily basis, and then you have this gigantic tub that's just collecting dust, and it's basically a collect-all, you know, of stuff getting thrown in there, or it just sits there. Why not tear it out and make the shower bigger?
Because of all that space.
Yeah, if you don't use the tub. If it's something you do use, obviously let's, you know, reinvent again, tear it out, maybe do a freestanding tub or something that's more fitting for the space and still maybe make the shower bigger, but still have that tub also there. So that's what we do at Callan. We do a very detailed process where we have you come into the showroom first or we can do a virtual. And it's something where we really want to talk to you and how you're going to use your space and really so we can design for you. If resale value is definitely something that we need to take in consideration, those are things that we can still talk about because why invest the money on the tub when we can make the bathroom more appealing, feel bigger, have a bigger shower because everybody is going to be using a shower on a daily basis versus a tub.
Absolutely, and I agree 100%. What did you say? You do you or design to you?
Yep, design for you.
So if you're not using the tub, why go through that effort to take up all that space? But on the flip side, if you're going to use it like me, and I can't tell you how relaxing it is, I've got a flat screen in there, and I've sat back, and it just feels good to climb into warm water. And then after that, I jump into our shower, and I kind of rinse off, and I just felt good. Mm-hmm. I used it 3 or 4 days in a row. That's the most I sat in there and relaxed and you're very therapeutic.
I was going to say very relaxing and just sometimes to regroup, you know, just to have that quiet time and TV on, TV off, put the fake fire on the TV screen just to have, or that calming, you know, how they always do. I don't know what, we have YouTube TV, but where it has like the rain for like 5 to 10 seconds during commercial breaks. And I'm like, oh, you know, that's actually really nice. And I found out my daughter uses it. She just got an Alexa, like alarm clock. And she's like, oh yeah, I put that on at night when I want to go to sleep. I'm like,
the calming apps are huge
right
now.
And I'm like, oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, it is. It's better than watching something that gets you all worked up at night. Experts say to sleep good, you're not supposed to get that blue light.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not get all worked up at night.
Yep.
You know, watching the news and go,
Rah! Oh, yeah, I know. And then I think it's any time you watch the news these days, you're just feeling like that.
Yeah, just turn it off.
Yeah.
Don't ignore things. Just turn it off. Got our first text of the day. Just came in for Callan. 2 minutes ago. Paul, will Callan come down to Western Kenosha County? Well, let's just back up a little bit. Let's talk about where Callan will travel to.
Our service area, we are located just between Moreland and Highway 100 on Janesville Road in Muskego. We do about 45 minutes, approximately to an hour around our service area. And it depends on the project. You know, I always say, if it's, you know, we don't really get into a lot of countertop-only jobs or, I don't want to say piecemeal jobs. We are design-built, so we are a remodeler that does basically gut and redo. And it's something that if it's a full project and we're getting closer to that 45 minute to an hour, it has to be a full, you know, project for it to make us worthwhile and worth the, you know, trip down there for that. But about an hour is what we do around the Muskego area for our service area.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. 131st and Janesville Road, that showroom is outstanding with all the kitchens on display and vignettes. And okay, you'll see all of that. Countertops, cabinets, the latest in, you know, kitchen faucets. And boy, there's so many bells and whistles that we'll get into. As a designer, I know that's what you do. There's a lot of components in just a kitchen remodel. Think about it. Yes. There's a lot of components in a bathroom remodel. A lot of things to pick out and choose.
It's even though the bathroom is smaller, I feel like there's more components that go into it. So it's something that you'll be surprised. Our first appointment takes about an hour, hour and a half. And a little bit of that is just who we are, really what to expect from timelines, dust control, scheduling. And then the other part of it is going through your scope of work, the materials that are offered, and that way we can give you a realistic investment range. We don't need, if you have house plans, you can definitely bring that, but we don't need you to draw up the kitchen or anything, just to take a couple pictures on the phone. That way we can see the size of the space that we're working with to know the investment of really what we need to put in it to fill it for that. So
for the guy that's texting us down near Kenosha, I would say call Callie.
I would say, yeah, because that's going to be probably borderline, very close to an iffy one, too. You know, I've been with Callie for a little over 15 years and haven't done much in Kenosha. So I would say probably no, but just give Callie a call because they have the service area of exactly what our area is for that.
Yeah, so it's worth a phone call. And here it is for anybody that's got questions. And just to kind of step back, today with Paulette, we're focusing on the inside of your house, but Callie does all exterior.
Well, we do windows and doors.
Windows and doors and install everything.
Yep. It's definitely furnish and install.
And there's a second showroom I'll tell you about in a bit. But here's the info. It's callcallen.com. Call, and Callen is C-A-L-L-E-N. That's the website, callcallen.com. Or if you'd like to call Callen, 414-529-5509. 262-529-5509. It is 262, right? Now that I say it?
Yeah.
I know. I just
put me on the spot. You know, it's 41.
It's brain fog here.
Now you have me that way. I'm like, I call it. It's 414-529-5509.
I screwed up. It's a 414 number.
Then I don't know why it was so tough for me right away. It's like, what?
Paulette, our audience has to give us a little slack here today, right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's the first show that we're doing of the year. We did have shows last New Year's Day, actually, but many of my people wanted to record them.
Like,
it's New Year's Day. I'm not coming in at 7 a.m., Paul.
That's a smart idea. That was probably the good decision on
so
that.
We had all new shows on. They're all fresh, but recorded just 2 or 3 days in advance. So really, to call Callen, 414-529-5509, callcallen.com. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about kitchens and baths. And I do want to talk, you know, get into, let's say I don't need cabinets, Paulette. In fact, our kitchen is... It's there. We're 27 years. Not in this house myself. It's a 27-year-old house. We've been there 17 years. We bought it when it was 10 years old, Paulette. Those cabinets are the original.
Okay.
They're white. They show dirt. And Dawn is now dropping little hints.
Yep. Hey.
Maybe that's the next thing we do. Or
kitchens are the best. I love doing kitchens. They're fun.
That's your kind of the bread and butter.
I love the space planning part of it. I just love putting myself in other people's spaces and just... picturing how it's being used and just, that's space planning is my thing. I love it. I just love rearranging and where things should like where they should be going instead of just plopping it in because it works, you know.
But as a mom yourself, family, the traffic patterns, what fits best?
Yep.
And a kitchen is still called the hub of the house. Yes. It has for years.
It always will be.
It really is. It's where we sit down and not just eat and make our food, but you socialize.
Yes.
You put out all that. Look at Christmas. What, you know, look at your New Year's festivities. Where did you plan? You know, where are you sitting around? It's probably the kitchen for the most part. And there's obviously design aspects that go into that. That's what Paulette does as a designer. I want to get into that, but here's my question. What if I want to remodel everything but not the cabinets? Or what if I just want cabinets and I want to keep the countertops? Do you do that, or is it mostly a full?
We are a full remodeler. So again, the design build aspect of it is where we do the gut and redo, meaning that if Cabinets, too, you want to take a look, and this is what I tell every client that comes in that wants to keep their cabinets, is you want to take a look at the drawer boxes. You want to take a look at the drawer glides. You want to look at the internal accessories that they offer these days. Because by the time you start refacing by changing cabinet drawers, fronts, and doors, you start changing drawer boxes or the glides. And again, the full access, quiet close, you know, the quiet close hinging, all that fun stuff that's out there. By the time you start doing that and you add internal accessories, you are at the cost of a new cabinet. And when it comes to that, replacing the cabinet, now it's aging the same at the same time as you put in the stone countertops, because in the future, let's just say in that 10 years now, Paul, how are those cabinets that are already 20 some years old going to hold up when you have a stone countertop on there and you cannot pop off that stone countertop without it probably cracking?
I'd be kicking myself.
Yes. So we educate you. So you might think that way, but we don't resurface, we don't reface, we don't do any of that, just because it just is beneficial, again, of replacing them, because with stone countertops, you cannot just pop those off, replace cabinets, and pop the countertops back on.
When you say stone, you're referring to
quartz, granite, solids, yes.
Yeah, or granite.
Anything
the
like
weight,
that, yeah.
Right? They're so heavy.
Well, yeah, the way that it's, you know, when it comes to like the weak spots, what I mean by that is like cutouts of cooktop cutouts, the sink cutout. When you try to start plopping those off of how they're adhered to the cabinets and the weight of them, they will crack. So it's something where you think you might be saving a little bit of money, but in 10 years, you know, even if you paint them, even if you do like a little bit of a band-aid, it's going to start to come through again. And in 10, 15 years, all that expense that you put in the refacing part of it and the stone countertops, it's all going to go bye-bye. So it's something where you think you're saving a little bit, but it might be costing you more in the long run.
Hey, Paula, I think you're bringing up a great point, because this is exactly the conversations that, you know, a husband and wife will have. Well, we could save some money. Let's just paint the face of the cabinet, but let's keep them. All right.
I usually tell people that's what you want to do to be able to extend the life of them before you do your remodel, if that makes sense. So what I mean by that is, like, let's just say you want to do it in 10 years or 5 years. Throw on slap on some paint on the cabinets, you know, maybe throw up a backsplash if you wanted to, just to give a temporary, you know, refresher, new hardware, and then really invest the money into getting everything new, so that way everything is brand new at the same time and it ages together. And at Callen, you know, again, just talking about different price points, just to make the customer aware. And it's something where you can get into different price points of remodels. And at Callen, we just do more design build, meaning that we gut and redo. And we don't give up quality of price, or I should say, we don't play with budget with quality of materials, meaning we don't even carry a stock line of cabinets at Callen. Everything that we do is made to order, and they're semi-custom cabinets. And what that means is that you can definitely get into different price points of remodeling, but you also want to be careful of why the price is different. Either quality of craftsmanship, quality of materials, and like cabinets, for example, you can get into a nice price point of cabinetry, but you want to be careful, because in 10 years, they can start to fall apart. They can start to, you know, not be like they were day one. So it's just something like that might be fine. But if you're using them every day, especially if you have a bigger family and you are in your kitchen a lot, opening, closing, you know, it's kind of like a car. You're using it daily, you know, opening a drawer, opening a door and slam, you know, and closing it. It's something that we use semi-custom, and they're going to be more expensive just because of the quality of the product and the glides and everything like that. So it's something, again, there's no right or wrong in remodeling, but you want to be aware of why people cost a little bit more than the next. And it's just all the different levels of remodeling, where we're kind of in the middle of the design build, where we do everything that we can stand behind, and the quality of our materials are there, where it's more of a lifetime product versus a 10 to 15 year kind of. If you do have like a 90s house or early 2000s builder grade, I mean, you can kind of sometimes see where the cabinets are, and we're replacing them already.
They're just, well, then you say the 90s, and at first glance I'm like, well, that's recent. No, it's not.
No.
That's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's 2022. Mm-hmm. So that's a 30-year, that's my house, yeah. Paulette. You just described my house.
Yeah.
I don't have the soft clothes stuff. Yep. I would love to have that.
Yep. And as soon as you start adding that stuff to your existing cabinets, the price, you're just basically, you could have a new cabinet with a factory finish on it, meaning that it's, you know, that you can wipe it down and clean it all you want, and it's not going to damage it, you know, where now if you have 30-year-old cabinets and now you throw a paint on them and now you're wiping them down.
Oh, it's going to start shipping.
Yeah. So that's going to be the difference of kind of keeping the cabinets and doing new.
Not to mention the actual structure of the cabinets. Mm-hmm. If you are remodeling, the whole point of remodeling is new, changing it, right?
Yeah. And that's another thing with Callen, again, you know, of where we, what we will and won't do. We won't piecemeal a kitchen, meaning let's just say you want to keep some cabinets and you're trying to match up to the other cabinets. We won't do that either. Again, just the integrity, and just sometimes when you start taking cabinets out, if they're one piece, you know, versus individual boxes, you start losing the integrity of cabinet, stuff like that. So it's just, you can do these. I don't want to say we don't. It's just something at Callen that we don't do. We just do more remodeling for the long term versus short term.
Paulette Sodeman. Paulette's a designer at Callen. After the break, the Kronforst house sold over Christmas, got an air fryer. I don't know much about air fryers, and now I love them. But there's a point. It has nothing to do with the Christmas gift. Where do you put this stuff?
I know.
So now we got an air fryer. Yep. Then we got the Nespresso maker. Then we got the cup. And we got the toaster. Mm-hmm. Where do you put this stuff? I don't want it on my countertop because it takes... So... That's part of designing.
Correct, yep.
I want to get to that topic. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. And we're getting a bunch of texts here as well.
Perfect.
Coming in. I love taking texts. That's great. But also phone lines. Hey, we're live. WISN's Remodeling Show, Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 this hour with Callen Construction. Paulette will be here till 9 o'clock. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open. So you can call or text 414-799-1130. And again, Callen's website. They've got the best of house. They've got pictures. They're members of Milwaukee NARI. The pictures at callcallen.com are fantastic. Take a look. Callcallen.com. These are jobs Callen has done. It even says, you know, the lady's name and where she's from, Brookfield. And boy, it's just beautiful. You'll see kitchens and baths, lower levels we can talk about, right?
Yep.
My favorite. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where you go to watch your Packer game in the man cave, or maybe it needs a little facelift and you get rid of that paneling from the 70s. We'll come right back with Paulette. Again, lines are open. WISN's Remodeling Show. Weekend weather forecast from Fox 6 just ahead as well. Stay tuned. Back on News Talk 1130 WISN as we continue the remodeling show. Paulette Sodeman, my guest. Paulette's a designer, one of five designers at Callen. They do a lot of kitchens and baths. I'm looking at the photos. It's good stuff. And I've got so many questions for you about, you know, and I'm going to start with this air fryer question. But first, the website is callcallen.com. You are a member of Milwaukee NARI. That show is in February, but another one's coming up before that, and it's the MBA show.
Yes, and we will be there. That's going to be at Wisconsin State Fair Park, and it's Friday, January 14th to Sunday, January 16th, and we will be there. We will have both our booths. We have an exterior booth and our interior booth, so make sure you stop by and say hi.
Michael's off. Sorry about that, Paulette. Still trying to get back in the swing of things after missing about a week. It's at State Fair Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the NARI show is, too. And you'll be at that one?
Yep. It kicks off Friday the 14th at noon, and it goes all the way through the weekend to the 16th.
Now, the two showrooms. We mentioned 131st and Janesville Road in Muskego. The other one is in the Sendix Town Center, Brookfield and Capitol. That's more the exterior guys with their windows.
Yes, correct.
Windows and doors. You'll see patio doors on display. So all this information is on the website, callcallen.com. All right, a few things. I mentioned this air fryer.
Yes.
And first off, the air fryer is really cool. I really like it.
I don't have one yet. Everyone tells me if they have one, they love it. How quick it cooks things.
Yeah. So got home last night, and there's some pizza that, you know, normally if you put pizza, the best way to warm up pizza, if it's fresh from like 4 hours ago, so I missed dinner, right? I get home later than my family, is to actually on my cooktop, the gas range, with a little oil, vegetable oil, and it becomes crispy. I never use the microwave because it's all soggy. Yeah. Well, the air fryer makes everything crispy.
Oh.
So toast, grilled cheese, you can make...
Just throw it in there.
Oh, you can make meats, chickens, you can do anything in this air fryer. It's hot air, there's no grease involved. It's an appliance like any other appliance. It's fairly large.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think my brother-in-law just got one for Christmas, and my mom saw on the box it said, like, cheesecake. And I'm like, you can make cheesecake in there?
Yeah.
Like, this thing could be incredible.
It's my new friend. So, in fact, one of the guys on my weekend shows told me about it. This is probably about a month ago, and said, Paul, I was wiring up like a McDonald's. No, this is not healthy, but it was fries. And he said, normally a McDonald's french fry in a microwave.
I was going to say, I don't even think I would ever even want to save them to attempt to even do that.
I would just throw them away, right? He said, let's try the air fryer. Puts them in. They come out crispy, almost just like they were purchased, you know, and they were fresh. The thing is, it's a cool appliance. My question is, do we put this away in a pantry? Where do we keep it?
Yes.
If it stays on the countertop, it's taking up space. Well, an air fryer is just one of many appliances. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do?
So, you know, you have the skillets. You have the air fryer. You have kind of these bigger, bulkier appliances. Usually when you get into remodeling, it depends on the space you have. You know, not everybody has the space in the actual kitchen area to store all these. If we do, usually pantry cabinet is really good for that. Even if you have a base cabinet, sometimes when you get into rollout trays versus drawer bases, sometimes it's nice even just to have a stationary shelf that you move up and down, because these bigger items don't need like the rollouts, that kind of stuff. If you do have a bigger cabinet that has a rollout, like a 36-inch base, 33-inch base, even a 30-inch base, you can put like these skillets and air fryers and stuff like that. And what's nice is these rollout trays are adjustable up and down. The other thing that I like to do, especially if we're doing like the laundry room as part of the kitchen. In my house, this is kind of how it's designed. Since I knock down a wall, you lose that space for cabinetry for of that. In my laundry room, I have actually a broom closet, and then next to that, a 3-foot by 2-foot deep floor-to-ceiling pantry cabinet. It's all stationary shelves, and what I keep in there is like my Mixmaster, my bulk.
Those are huge, right?
Yep, and we buy bulk. So we always have water in our fridge, but then we have a 32 case of water in there, our extra sodas for our beverage fridge. So I try to have that somewhere, meaning it doesn't have to necessarily be in the kitchen. Sometimes the laundry room has a little bit more space for that extra bulk or those items, where like an air fryer, I probably would want to get that into the kitchen because of how the amount, probably the time that you're using it.
Right.
But like the Mixmaster for me, I use it once a year. So
why would you want that on your...
Yeah.
What about a coffee maker? If you use it every day, you want that on the countertop.
Yep. And we do like a lot of times like coffee bars. You know, can we do something, you know, in the kitchen area that can make it look nice and have it being like it's supposed to be there? So those are things that, you know, with having these appliances, it just depends on the amount that you use them and what is valuable real estate to have in the kitchen that you're going to use and grab all the time. And then where somewhere close by where you're not going into the basement or using a linen cabinet up, you know, in the hallway. That's something where, you know, the laundry room's a good place to remodel and get more smart storage in there also, that it's convenient and it's close by, but it's
a few steps
close.
Away in most cases. Mm-hmm. Usually that laundry room is right, not always, but off the kitchen, right, Paula?
Usually. Mm-hmm.
If, do you guys have a toaster oven or a toaster?
No, we have a toaster, yeah. But but that's on my counter, but I also have it like decorated around, meaning I have it back in the corner, but then I have like this cute little like lantern, and then I have a cute little picture frame with the recipe of love, family
so
love.
So it looks good.
Yeah, so it's like flanked with it being looking nice. But we use the toaster.
Every day?
And it's something where like a lot of times we'll put like the toaster to people have like rollout trays and they can put it down in the cabinet and then bring it up. But my kids make their own breakfast. So it's like, do I really want them going into the cabinet trying to pull this thing out? You know, so they just basically grab it and they can use it. So it's something, it's more of a convenience factor in our house. But again, I don't like clutter on the countertop. So there's not as many items, but I have it looking nice.
I think that I'm with you. I hate clutter on countertops, but at some point, you got to use stuff, right? Like a coffee maker. The toaster oven now is gone on our countertop. The air fryer took its place.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because that's a big thing, too. The toaster oven was big.
Yep, but that's the thing, though, too. And I tell this, I'm one to not do clutter. Like, if I'm not using it, I get rid of it. My husband's getting more and more like that. But it's something
across
where
the board, like in your basement?
Yeah, he still has like pint glasses from college days. It's like, well, we use pint glasses as our regular glasses too, so don't judge. But it's like we have a whole cabinet full. Why do we need a whole bin full? But now that my nephew like moved out, we gave him some. So it's like, you know, he's slowly but surely getting them out.
You can't throw away everything in your life.
No, I know.
But it does feel good to declutter, especially in the kitchen where things are just so, you know, you only have so much space. And that's why I asked you and I brought up the air fryer.
Yep. And where I was going to tell you about this pizza oven now is that the air fryer takes over and you don't use the pizza oven. then maybe it might be time to get rid of something.
Okay, you just brought up something interesting. I have one. I have that stainless steel Wisco is the brand. They made it, make them in Wisconsin. Yep. We have one here at the radio station, a real pizza oven that makes frozen pizzas outstanding, like at a bar when you get them, right?
Yep.
Well, that we don't keep anywhere in the kitchen. We put it in the laundry room in our closet. Mm-hmm. It's so big, and we don't use it that often. But that's a good example. There's so many, it's countless. You talked about like the Mixmaster, the blenders, things like that. So when you sit down, this is the conversation you have with your homeowners, Paulette. You talk about things just like we are right now.
Yeah, and it's surprisingly, like when people do empty out their cabinets to do the remodel of what you do, I always say kind of put it in boxes, meaning this is what I did for my own personal remodel, is I got rid of everything that I'm like, okay, I never use this. If am I ever going to use this? Why am I holding on to it? So I got rid of some stuff and donated that. And then I had a box of, do I want this to come back? I'm not sure. So when it was done, my remodel was over, I went through the two boxes that I wasn't sure, and I got rid of one whole box. You know, it's just something, keep it. And then if you didn't miss it for like the two, you know, like, well, we had a really big remodel. Ours was 2 months long. And it's like, I didn't miss it. I didn't even think about, you know, wishing that I had that. So like I got rid of even more stuff of just, if you're not going to use it, why have it take up space?
You did your kitchen, right? You remodeled your kitchen.
The whole first floor.
Did the whole first level. Is that still pretty common? Do people do that?
Yeah. Like, we do a lot of first floor remodels because it's if you're going to do it. And again, it was the flooring. We did all new flooring and basically our whole first floor has the same flooring. So it was like, if I'm doing the kitchen, I might as well do the laundry room. And if I'm doing the laundry room, I might as well do the powder room. And if then you know, we might as well just continue the flooring into the living room.
Isn't that your challenge as a designer? Let's say you didn't do the first floor, you just did the kitchen. You don't want it to look choppy, right? So if I'm changing out colors, the trim, the baseboards, all that stuff, does it just end? And I go with the 90s oak meeting newer white. That doesn't look right.
Yeah, and that's something where the floor for me, our living room was carpet. Me and my husband kind of had like a little bit of a difference here of thought. And he loved the carpet in the living room because we had young kids at that point. He wanted to roll around with them and this and that. I'm like, well, that's what an area rug is for, you know. So I wanted the floors to continue in there because our kitchen table is right there. So when we entertain, we could open up our table. And now the chair's not half on carpet and half on the kitchen. It like defined the space. So now I got what I wanted.
Yes.
I got the hard surface through the living room, and then we have a huge area rug with a carpet pattern
that warms it up.
Yes. Yeah, so they can run around, and honestly, it works. And it's something where it all just depends again on how you use the space. You know, if we didn't entertain and we didn't want the table to expand to a, you know, 12 person table, we wouldn't have to do that. And that's why every house and every remodel is more personable, because it's designing towards the homeowner and how they're going to use the space.
So I agree with everything you just said. Growing up, I mean, every house I grew up, it was carpet, carpet, carpet everywhere.
Yes.
Even the carpet in kitchens in certain, you know, 60s and 70s. Well, you don't see carpet in kitchens right now because of the mess. And there's other alternatives that are better.
Yes.
The LVP and LVTs, luxury vinyls that are excellent, or hardwood, or you can go with tile, right? And you know, I just want to finish up that whole air fryer appliance thing. What about a microwave? Do you do?
We're doing a lot of under the counter microwaves, either a microwave drawer or a microwave that's built in, off the counter, basically just off the counter. We can put it above, we can put it, or, you know, in a cabinet above. I usually don't like putting them above the stove unless we have to, meaning that there's just, size restrictions of just nowhere else to put it, but that's usually my last resort, unless the homeowner wants it. But
yeah, it's something. If it is on the counter, I mean, when they first came out as appliances, I think everybody just plopped them on the countertop
because there was no home for it.
And now that I mean, we rarely see that.
Yeah, we pretty much put them usually underneath the countertops now, and that's where mine is, and I love it.
Everything needs a place. We're talking with Paulette Soderman. Callen is my guest. Callen Construction has been around for
35 years.
We just had Mike Wood on last week. It was New Year's Day. And he and Phil are now kind of running things, correct?
Yep, correct.
Brothers Tom and Phil started this 35 years ago, two locations in town. And their website is fantastic for ideas. So if you want to look at kitchen pictures, bathroom pictures, laundry room, after the break, I want to talk a little bit about laundry facilities. Does it have to be there? Are you putting those stack dryers in the second story? Is that happening?
You know, it just all depends on the room. where the space is for them with houses being built and us doing remodeling versus new build. It's something where there's usually not a ideal place for it on the second floor.
You unless need the space,
yeah,
right?
Unless we're remodeling, meaning that we are reconfiguring the space. Maybe a master suite does have the room for it and that kind of stuff. But a lot of times people aren't wanting to give up a closet to do it, you know.
Yeah,
but,
especially if you have another facility in the house.
Yeah.
Do you need to?
First floor, we probably do more of.
So, okay, I want to get to the laundry room after the break. I'm looking at all these pictures and I'm getting ideas. It's lighting. It's all in the details. There's so many cool light. I mean, lighting is, to me, Paulette.
Oh, it's, we talk about every type of accent lighting, ambient lighting, task lighting. We talk about it all.
Toe kick down on the floor. Mm-hmm. That looks so cool. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the photos at callcallen.com. Page through, get some ideas. If you want to call Callen, there are two showrooms in town. Are at 414-529-5509. We'll take a quick break on WISN's Remodeling Show. I'm your host, Paul Kronforst, with Paulette Soderman from Callen. We'll be right back. You know, Paulette and I are talking about beer tappers on the commercial break. You know what? Those wine boxes, like, but you know, you go to a box of wine, you just tap a glass. We were talking about when we were younger. I can't tell you how many of my friends' parents, my wife's parents, my in-laws, they had beer tappers.
I was like tapping beer at six with like in a milk crate in the basement for the family, or my dad, I should say. And yeah, it was a thing.
It was, and maybe it still is for some people actual tap beer at your house.
The best part about it was when we had to go to the liquor store to replace the keg for my dad, we got the bottles of the soda, the like Black Bear, was it? The glass bottles of like grape soda, orange soda, so we got to get our refill on that. So we didn't mind it too much, because then we got to have our flavored soda we got to go change the bottles in.
And nothing beats a cold tap beer. It's just better than canned or bottled beer. These are the kind of things we talk about. Hey, this is part of daily life, right? Mm-hmm. What's your wish list? Like when you do a kitchen or a bathroom, and I want to talk about laundry rooms for a little bit, Paulette, because they come in all different shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. Like you said, sometimes they're right off the kitchen or as you go in the garage that's attached, and then you go to the laundry room. So what are you guys doing in that regard?
Usually depends on if you use like we call it a slop sink, but the second sink, you know, usually there's one in there for the washer to drain into. If you don't use the sink and don't need it, what's nice is that we can get rid of that and do a gray box. And a gray box is basically recessed into the wall for the washing machine to drain into and get the water shutoffs and everything into that. So that way we can get more space in there for storage. And then sometimes we can do a stackable washer and dryer, so that way we get more storage space in there. It just depends on if you have a laundry room that has like one designated wall, or if you have a big enough laundry room where we can do storage like on the opposite side of the washer and dryer. So it really depends on the space that you have, but we can get strategic of how we can gain more storage space, so you can have more countertop storage for folding, or a pantry cabinet with some countertop in there to get some of that extra bulk, you know, bigger appliances and stuff like that, or bulk items. A lot of people shop at, you know, like Costco and stuff like that, where, again, even with just daily lives of just buying in bulk and not having to do these trips all the time.
And,
you know,
and
having
a place
to put
that? Like when, so my wife Dawn will make her Costco runs and come home with these massive amounts of paper towel rolls.
That's me. That's in my pantry cabinet.
So is that where you put them in the pantry?
Yep.
In the one? That's where
I always have. My husband's always like, if you just ask Paulette, she has the extra toilet paper, you know, up in the closet, and the toilet paper or the paper towel. I have bulk, and, you know, I have like six extra rolls in the pantry, an extra thing of napkins. But I'm always prepared. Like I go and I do my like bulk shopping, and then I store it all. And then what's nice is when you need it, we always have it, you know?
You don't have to make that run to the store.
So that's in our laundry room. That's, again, storage.
And that's what I was getting to. Laundry rooms are more than just the laundry facility.
Yep.
They can be for storage. And then you get to the part where, well, that's where the jackets go, the winter boots.
Yep. So in my laundry room, I have a broom closet, and then the big pantry cabinet. And then next to that, I have a shelf where you sit down to put your shoes on and stuff like that. Underneath is open, so I have a rug underneath there, and that's where all of our shoes go. And then above that, I have a shelf where it has all the bins where of our winter. There's four bins for four of us. Jovi and Easton have their own bin. My husband has one, and it's for all of our winter stuff. So our gloves, hats, scarves. And that's something where, and then we have hooks for the jackets and the backpacks and stuff like that. So everybody has their own space. And then on the opposite wall is where our washer, dryer is, cabinets above that for storage. And then I did keep the sink just because that's where we would, like if we paint or anything, that's where we wash everything.
Oh, you have to have a sink in the laundry room, right?
Yep. We don't have to. It just depends on if you use it or not. So.
And if you got a family pet?
Yeah, because some people have it still in their basement, you know, like a slop sink, so they might not need it up in their laundry room. But this is the only other extra sink that we had, so we kept it. But we have enough storage on the opposite of the wall that I didn't have to do that. And then I have floating shelves where, like, the laundry detergent is, you know, the stain remover, all that kind of stuff. So it's just about being organized and having a place for everything. I'm very much for everyone just having a spot for them to do. The kids know they, you know, where to put the shoes, where to put their coats, you know. So it's
that way
it
you know where
everyone.
To find it mm-hmm. next time. I'm with you on that. If you have a place, I think they call them drop zones.
Mm-hmm.
Keys, cell phones,
yes.
Tablets, chargers.
Well, even in kitchens, I always try to make a drop zone somewhere out of the way of the work zone because that's where people usually are putting their phones and charging their stuff and dropping their keys and stuff like that. So everything needs a purpose and just how things are worked around and how you store.
Yeah, we got, so I got the ATV with a plow. That's got a key. Got a snowblower.
Yep.
I've got, you know, several cars. My youngest daughter's still at home. The thing, I cannot stand when you can't find things.
I know.
Where's the key?
And I was like,
did I lose it?
Like, everyone in my family has they have a daddy drawer. My Jovi has a drawer. Easton has a drawer in the kitchen. And I'm like, I'm the one that doesn't have a drawer. And how come I'm organized? Like, it should be in the drawer. Like, where are your keys, honey? They're probably in your drawer.
Because
you
know? You're the mom.
I know. It's
but like, everything has a place.
Yes.
And if it does, then and it's organized. It looks good. It's not all messy. Especially with all the cell phones. All these chargers that we have right now. You know, there's so much of that. Let's sneak in this break real quick, Paulette. Okay. We'll come back, and then we'll remind you a couple shows coming up. The MBA, Metropolitan Builders Association, mm-hmm. and the NARI show. Callan will be at those. They've got two showrooms in town. More on that coming up next on WISN's Remodeling Show. Stick around. Wrapping up this week's remodeling show, my thanks to Paulette Soderman and everybody at Callan. We're set for another great year, 2022. And
yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on and bring up some warmer weather today, too.
Yes.
Hey, the sun's kind of out. We're going to see 30s today, Paula.
I'm excited for that.
You watching a Packer game tomorrow?
Oh, you know it.
On the edge of your seat every time Aaron Rodgers
is playing. So
he is playing.
I know. He wants to play, but you don't need to.
They don't have to play. There's serious arguments here at work.
I know.
Why risk it if you don't have to? Well, they got to stay in a rhythm or a groove. Yeah, but they're going to be off anyway with
the
bye week.
Yeah, but maybe he'll play half and then sit out.
Oh, he's not going to play the whole game.
Yes, I mean. Let him do his thing.
Let Jordan Love get some reps in, right? it's a meaningless game. They've got it all wrapped up. So I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow at noon, the Packer game. Paulette, we talked about so much today. Kitchens, bathrooms, mm-hmm. trends, and colors, and all this good stuff. We're going to wrap it up by giving out your phone number, which we did figure out.
Between the two of us, we got it.
It is 414-529-5509, and the website, Paulette, callcallan.com. Mm-hmm. And you've got two showrooms.
Yes. Our main interior showroom is going to be the one on 131st and Janesville Road right in Muskego. And then just give us a call if you guys want to set up that first appointment and we can talk about your remodeling project.
Yeah, we had several texts to begin the hour about where Callan is, where they travel. Just call them. Call them and talk about your project. Get a conversation started and look at the pictures online. They're fantastic. callcallan.com. Paulette, enjoy the weekend. Stay warm.
You too.
A little heat wave today.
I know.
It'd be nice. And we'll be talking to you next time you're on the program.
Perfect. It was fun being here as usual.
As always, Paulette, a pleasure having you on the program. You'll be at the MBA show. You'll be at mm-hmm. the NARI show coming up the next couple of months. Stay tuned for the news. And then it's going to be the Redefined Realty show next as we continue on WISN.